we left off where we just started the intro. We just started the sixth parak, and it's focused on what was going on with Avram and the beginning of the Bris Bin Habasarim, because God says to Avram, don't worry, I got your back. So the question is, what was he worried about? So there's a machlokas in the Medrash as to what exactly was he worried about. So it says like this. The Medrash says, Achar hadvar ma'ila, Rabbi Levi amar tarti, Rabbanan amruchada. Rabbi Levi learned two things, and Rabbanan learned one. Rabbi Levi says, Lefisha hayavino Avram mit pached va'omer, since Avram was worried, and he said, Tomar ha'ochlusin shaharakti hayabayan tzadik echad o yerushamayim echad. So he's worried that he killed someone that was righteous. So therefore, he would be liable for that. So mashal ma'adavar dama. So what is this compared to? What's this analogous to? So le'echad shahaya over lifnei pardisios shel melech. So this guy is going past the orchards of the king. Rachavilos shel kotzim, and he sees a bunch of thorns. He sees bundles of thorns. V'hitzitz hamelech v'hitchil mitamer miponav. Then the melech looks over, and the guy hides. So amale lama atam mitamer, why are you hiding? Paulim hayiti tzarech sheit kashkeshu. So the king says to him, really, I had to hire guys to clear this garbage, but you did it, so come and you get the payment for having done the work that I needed to be done. So too, this is what Hashem said to him. Osan ha'ochlusin shaharakta. So those guys, now the Achlusin I think is translated as like the soldiers of, or the soldiers of the four kings. So those guys that you killed, Kotsin Kesochen Hayu, these were like basically these dried up thorns. So Hainu Hu Dechsiv, Vahayu Amim Mesarfot Tzid Kotsin Kesochen. So that's when it says in the Pasuk, it says, Vahayu Amim Mesarfot. So where is it? Right. So these evil people of the nations that come, who come to attack the Jewish people, they'll be burnt, like similar to the way the dry bush, or the dry thorns will be burnt up. So now. So basically, here Avram was worried, according to the Shita, he was worried that he killed people that shouldn't have been killed, and God's saying, no, you did the dirty work for me, I had to take care of it, you did it for me in the end. Okay, fine. Rabbi Levi says, Amar Acharai, so he says another pshat, Lefisha hayavinu Avram mit pached v'omer shema tomer hamalachim sharakti mit kansin v'osin imi melchama. So he's now worried that maybe they're going to come and retaliate against him. So Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al tira anochi magen lach. So Hashem says, no, don't worry, I'll be a shield for you. Ma ha magen hazeh, afil kol ha'charvos bo'os alav, omeid kenegdo, af im kol ha'umos mitkansin alecha, vibam alecha, ani nilcham kenegdom. So if you're worried that there's going to be like the whole entire world is going to come up against you, they're going to gather together and come to fight you, don't worry, I got you. I have you covered. Ani nilcham kinegdam. I'm going to protect you like a shield. Rabbanan amru. The Rabbanan say, Lefisha haya avinu Avraham mit pached v'omer yaradti lekivshana esh v'nitzalti. The Ravon v'nitzalti. V'yasiti milchamim hamalachim v'nitzalti. Shema tamar kibalti schari be'olam hazeh. V'ein li klum be'olam haba. So here he's like saying, I've used up all my everything that I have going for me. I've used it up. I got thrown into the fire, and I was saved. I was in a famine. I got saved. I was in a war with all these kings, and I was saved. So maybe I got all my schar in this world, and I have nothing left for the next world. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al tira anochi magen lach. Don't worry, I got you. What does it mean? Magench asiti imcha ba'olam hazeh. So understand that what happened here in all these cases in this world, I was your shield, avascharcha, but your reward, metukan olam haba. That's already, that's saved up, that's stored for you in the next world. Right, this idea that whatever that tov that's going to be for you, that's already safanta l'riecha, that's saved up for your for the. So like we're saying that Hashem stirs up the reward for the righteous in the next world. Okay, fine. So that's the medrash. So now uba medrash hazeh ba liyashiv lashon achar hadvarim. So here it's starting to explain to us, and it's trying to understand, because Hashem is saying, "Don't worry, Avraham." So clearly he was concerned about something. So the Medrash is telling us what's going on with Avram. One is that he killed some people that he shouldn't have killed because they were righteous. Don't worry about that. Maybe I used up. Maybe they're going to team up against me. I got you. I'm your magen. I'm your shield. Maybe I used up all of my reward in this world. No, don't worry about it. So now, so the Medrash hazeh bal liyashiv lashon achar hadvarim delama. Because where is this coming? Everything is, it's in a, in a, although there's no chronological order in the Torah, the way it's ordered is has a reason, right? So the fact that this story of God telling him, "Don't worry, I'm magen lach," is right after the war, the battle with the kings. So there's a reason. So the Rav Levi, so Amar Rav Levi, the Ferish Arishon, Ki Avram Haya Yarei Mipnei Hamelchama Gdola Shasa Shema Vishema Neged Ritzon Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he's like worried. Maybe God did not want me to do what I did. Maybe this is against the will of God. Shahayu Bam Tzadikim Oan Hashem Hashahim Ruyim Shol Yod Neheragin. So maybe I did against the will of God, and I killed people that shouldn't have been killed, that they're righteous. V'heishav Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and God answered him, Ki Ein Lecha Onesh. Don't worry, there's no punishment for killing these people. Not only that, but your reward is great. That his reward is great for the in the future. That all of his like actions, he's got a good mazel. Right, so that's why. You know, that's why it says that. It says charcha harbi mod, right? So everything that you seem to be doing is you're on the right track, okay? Ki yesh adam tzadik asher kol ma'asav holchem el hashlemut. Because like you have this righteous person, and everything he does is really wholesome. Af im lo kivin. Even if he doesn't mean to, he's already getting it right, right? He's just that. Even when he's not even intending, he's getting it right. V'hefech zeh ba'adam harasha. Nemar alav hashmein lev ha'am azeh v'aznav ha'achbed ve'inav ha'asha pen yireh ve'inav b'lavo yavin v'sha v'rafala. So the pasuk, right? So it's saying that the hashmein lev ha'am azeh, right? They became heavy, right? They became, you know, full of themselves, and right? So then, ultimately v'aznav ha'achbed ve'inav ha'asha pen yireh ve'inav. But if they'll see, they'll understand, they'll come back and they'll be healed. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ale mimenu darkei achayim sheyelech libo mikamo shenaseh leparo. So when it comes to people that are sinners, God won't let them give them, he won't give them the opportunity to do tshuva, meaning he'll try. So it's like almost like not necessarily a direct thing, but that Hashem, in what he's saying here is that like Paro, he prevented him or puts up barriers for them for them to be able to do tshuva. So b'lashar rishon b'dom elizeh, and that's the basic idea, that when it comes to them, that this the model is that Hashem will put up, you know, will block the opportunities for them to do tshuva. V'lefichach omer al tira anochi magin lach scharcha harbi mod ki elu malachim devukim be'inyan ra mod, meaning. Understand what he's, and so he's saying here is that these guys are so bad. So we're talking about in general, when we have these situations of a paro or the here this case. What he's saying is that when they get so bad, that's when Hashem will put up the that he'll put up the obstacles for tshuva, and so that's what he's saying is that altira magen lach scharcha harbi moed, in contrast to these other guys, which is interesting. Meaning he's like. Even though when you read the Medrash, you might not see, I don't know if you see that, but he's saying there is a contrast here. Meaning, you're worried about the fact that there might be some tzaddikim here, like they're reading into this, into the words, Al tira anochi magin lach scharcha harbe ma'od, as opposed to the other guy who doesn't have a lot of schar. Because why doesn't that guy have schar? Because he's a bad guy. He's so bad that God's not even given the opportunity to come close to doing tshuva. Fine. And it's like a contrast between that and Avram, who's, when you're so good and when you're on the right path, that everything you're doing, Kiyesh Adam Sadek Asher Kol Masav Holchem El Hashlemos. Afim Lukivin, right? It's like, you know, you're on, even if you're not even intending, you've put yourself on this path so that you're going in that way, as opposed to the opposite, which is these four kings. Okay. So now, who are these guys? Ki elu arba malachim asher lakhu et lot lo haya kavanasam rak al Avram. Because the intention of the four kings was they were going after Avram, and that's why they purposely took Lot. They took Lot. Why? In order to get to Avram. Lefichach kasav vayehi, and that's why it says vayehi b'me'am Raphael melech shenar aryoch melech alasar k'dal omer melech ilam v'tidal melech goyim. That line, Vayihi, which introduces us to the initial war between the four kings and the five, that Vayihi is always a lashon sar. That's always a negative. Ki kol makom shekasa Vayihi eino ela lashon voy. Oy, like oy, right? Shehayu niskakin la'avram l'lchom imo kedisa b'bereish shrab parashas lech lecha mem gimel, right? So you see this idea that this the beginning of that war with the four against the five was a bad thing. Why? Because it was all geared towards getting at Avram. So therefore, we see that this war, the battle that Avram took on with them, was in order to obliterate the rishos, this evil, because what they were what they represented, their existence was against that which was true, the idea of reality of this world. So now, oh, it's interesting. So he says, I guess, in the initial stage of that first war is Hayum Hamalachim Harba Notzchim Alach Tachamisha VaAvram Yechido Shal Olam Minatzeach Et Harba Sheim Nagdim LeIkar Olam. Right. So you have this: the kings, the four kings, prevailed over the five. Comes along Avram, who's Yechido Shal Olam. Right. He's the unique one in the world, and he beats them. He's Minatzeach. He beats out. He's victorious over the four, who are against what they represented. They went counter to the essence of the world, the Iker Ha'olam. Ve'elu arba malachim heim kochos chitzonot, and that the idea of these four kings is that they represent the external forces of the world. Leficha'chem arba k'neged arba tzadim. So the classic morale, he says that it's not a coincidence that there were four kings. Why are they four? Because they represent the four directions, right? Not up and down, but just right, left, you know, front, back, right, left, or four, representing the four sides. Shehem kochos chitzonos, which is just the idea of the external. V'keneged zeh hayu arba malachim elu, and that's where you have these four kings. Asher heim kochos chitzonos, and they represent the external forces. Miknagnin el davar shu ikar ve'ino tzad, against the thing that's completely unified, that has no, it's not a multiplicity, but rather a singularity, a unification, but who Avram Shaya Yachid Bolam. And that's as opposed to Avram, who is the one, he's the singular in the world. Right? So here we're saying that basically where these guys represent the external forces, that which is outside of that which is connected, and Avram is the one who is the Echad, he's the one who is parallel in a way to God, in the sense that he represents everything that he represents is the idea of the oneness of Hashem in the world, and that the world itself is really all the world itself is a, you know, what Avram looked at and he said, this is all unified. It's all one source, one force. There is no externals, right? It's all connected. So Avram's whole life work was going out and talking about anti-Avodah Zarah, because that really is going towards everything that's external. And here he is the oneness, and the four kings are representing the counter forces. So nimtzek yumasha harag et hamalachim bazeh bier hakotzim in olam. So when he kills these kings, he's now cleansed the world, so to speak. He's burnt up the kotzim in olam, right? The thorns that are in the world. et asher hayu mitnagdim l'mitziyat ha'olam, because they were counter forces to that which was the reality of the world. Heim hakochos achitzonos asher heim min atzad. Right? So they're like the sitra achra. So it's here, he doesn't use the lashon of the Kabbalah, but he's referring to this, the external and the other side. L'fichach nemer lo scharcha harbi mod. And that's why he tells him, Hashem tells Avram, your reward is great. Me'achar ki masa b'chlal heim holchim acher hashlemus levayer hakochos shem hakotzim. This is a really unbelievable idea. So he's saying is, what's pshat? What does it mean that his reward is great? Because what he did here, why does he deserve so much reward? Because the act that he did was to, in essence, strengthen the idea of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you have the forces, the external forces that are counter to the oneness of God. Here he comes in and he defeats them, he kills them. And so in the process of what he was doing, it's not just that, you know, it's like, so now what's Maral saying? Like, when you read this story originally, you say, okay, here's Avram, the uncle. He's got his nephew in captivity, and he's a good guy. He's coming to save his nephew. Pshat, and what he's saying in this Medrash is that when Hashem says to you, when he says, this is amazing, right? The Medrash is picking up. Hashem says to Avram a couple of words, and they're learning out from this such depth that what he was doing when he went to battle was that he, in essence, was defeating the forces of evil that were going counter to the idea of a monotheistic God. And so when Avram goes into battle and he defeats these forces, me'achar kimasa b'chlal him holchim achar hashlemus, what he's doing is he's in the act of war, he's going the path of creating the or defending and strengthening the idea of a unified God. And he's therefore in the prop by what? By destroying these powers that were going counter. So you see, it's either one or the other. You're in or you're out. It's like last week's parsha on Akev. It says like either you're on the side of bracha, or if you're not, and you're going off to be with the other gods. that's kala. That's right. So you have these two sides. So when Avram is going out and battling these kings, we're saying now it's like much loftier than just him saving his nephew. It's now talking about the idea of strengthening the unity of Hashem in the world. Next, Vodarash Rabbi Levi, Blushan Anochi Magen Lach, I'm going to be your shield. Because Avram was worried about two things. Ha'echad ha'pachad alachet, he was worried about whether he was righteous enough. V'hasheni ha'pachad min ha'melchama. And the other thing was worried about future wars. L'fichach amar al tira Anochi Magen Lach. Don't worry, I will. So he says, al tira Anochi Magen Lach. Right, so on one hand, like a shield that he won't get any swords, any type of weapons against him. And therefore, al tira Avram mipnei amelchama. Right, so don't fear because of the war. Ki anochi magen lach. All right, and because what? Because I will be your shield. Umin haonesh, and from the sin, hare scharcha harbi mod. Right? So you're having two. So in the sentence again, now he's saying there are two things going on. There's two themes. One is don't be afraid from war, because I'll be your shield. And number two, your reward is great. Kamoshit Balamala Shekol Masav Yesh Bahem Schar. Because everything he's doing and everything he does, he gets reward. Kol Shekein She'in Lahem Chet. Not only that, there's no sin. I mean, there's no sin in his actions. So it's interesting. I would have thought that what he's worried about is somehow Avraham, it's a separate thing, that he's worried about his sins, like he did other sins. So here, what he's doing is he's saying, it's tied together. The sin that he's worried about is the action of the melchama. That's the way the Medrash is learning it. And that's the way that the Maral is like opening up the Medrash for us. And he's saying that when it says, you know, his fears about the reward, it's because he was worried, again, it's bringing back to this thing, did he do something wrong with his, you know, fighting these guys and killing? You know, so God's saying, no, your reward is great. There's no sin in that which you did. As opposed to some external or extraneous, you know, like some other, you know, issues that he might have with sin. The Maral is saying it's focused on this action of this war. Okay, so now. So now, there's another level of understanding within this term of I am your shield. about how Avram was. Shehu Magen. Avram is the Magen. He is a shield. K'moshanu Amrim Alav, Magen Avraham, Yoter Min Shar Avos. So even though we're saying that God is Avram's shield, I think that's how we read when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, we're talking about that God is the shield of Avram, right? That's how we would read it, right? Yeah? You agree with that? Sounds right? At least that's how we understand it. So, but he's saying, but also within that, there's the idea of the association of a Magen to Avraham is unique to Avram as opposed to Yitzchak and Yaakov, which you don't say Magen Yitzchak, Magen Yaakov. We just say that God is the shield of Avram. Yoter min shar avos. V'zeh mipnei ki Avram hu yisod harishon l'kol. What's pshat? Why would I be focused on the idea that God is the Magen of Avram? Because what Avram is unique is that he is the foundation of everything. He's the first of it all. V'hayisod hu, hadavar sheyoter, because what does it mean that you're a foundation? Because the yesod is a thing that's more, that's stronger and has more strength. Sheyoter b'chozek, b'tokef, b'avor shehu yesod abinyan. It has more strength and has more impact from the fact that it is the foundation stone of this structure. There's nothing out there that can actually uproot the foundation. And there's no thing that's a greater foundation than Avram himself. And that's why, meaning God could have said a lot of things about how he's going to protect them. He's saying that the fact that God says, Anochi magin lach, why am I magin you? Because you, Avram, are the foundation. It's almost like you're playing Stratego, right? So what do? You put all the bombs around the whatever, was it a flag? I forget, it's a flag? Whatever it is, you're putting the most, you know, security, all, if you're a counter player, you put all the bombs on the right side and you put your flag away, so like you divert them. But the idea of like, the thing that's most precious here, he's this Yisod, and that's why it says, Hashem says, Anochi magen lach, you are magen. Because you're the Yisod. You know what? By definition, if they all come against you, it's impossible. They can't touch you. Because he had this special quality. He was the Yisod. So he's the Tzor. The Tzor is that idea of the foundation stone, this strong rock. Kara Avram Tzor. So Avram is referred to as the Tzor. He's the rock, the bedrock. B'shil Shahaya Avram kimo Tzor Hazeh. Asher hu Yisod Chazak Shalav Nivna Hakol. He's a strong stone. He's the foundation that everything's built on. L'chach, and that's why God says, Anochi Magen Lach. Shehu kimo Magen Asher lo yikabel shum davar l'chazkov l'takvo. Right? So the idea that Hashem is Magen, right? Why him Davka? There's nothing that can touch him, okay? And that's why it's an amazing thing. So from the fact that God says, I'm going to be your shield, he's learning another deep thing, that it's not anybody that could be get this idea that God's going to be a mugging for them, but rather because of his incredibly, the centrality of who he is and the fact that he is the foundation of everything. And that foundation, clearly he's saying, the nation of the world can't touch him. You should know that the thing that's the starting point, Kimo Avram, Bavorshu Hatchala Eno Mitpael. It's a very interesting idea. It took me a while to crack this. I think I got it. So the idea is anything that's new, the beginning point is not able to be affected. It's Eno Mitpael. It has nothing impacts it, nothing can push it. Because by definition, the first thing is like, it's like here, it's almost like you're at a wall, the beginning point, and nothing can get behind it. It's like, it's not touchable. It's eno mitpael, it cannot be changed in any way. Okay? And he's saying that by definition, the thing that's first, it could not be, by definition, first, if it could be swayed in any way. V'adavar shehu po'el bo yoter rishon. The thing that can actually impact it and move it and affect it, that's a greater force that would be considered superior. So rishon here, even though it means first, is that it has a certain, it's first, it's the beginning, but it's also that it has this certain, it's immovable. It's like it's entrenched in such a way that it cannot have anything play against it. It's completely unaffected by its surroundings. V'avram rishon v'atchala. Avram is the first, he's the beginning. And not only was it limited to the fact that it's not just to the Jewish people, Rak nikra av ha-mongoyim, he's the beginning of everything. Like Time Magazine had or Newsweek, I forgot one of these, right? They had a thing about like Avram because he's like, he started, it's Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. It's all based on this guy, right? So here he's saying, he's av ha-mongoyim, all of Western culture, every, even Eastern, like it's all coming from, it's all, this is the starting point. So therefore, he is also, Hashem's mugging him, he is a mugging as well, that he's nothing that nothing impacts him, nothing sways him. And that's like this idea that he, like we talk about, that Avram didn't have a father that he went after. He went counter, he was counter to his father. And he didn't have any teachers. He learned everything intuitively. Like it says that his two kidneys taught him. The idea is that he had no external forces that impacted him, and he was not impacted whatsoever by anything external. But filzeh ha'inyan nikra hakadosh baruch hu gam kein tzur. So Avram's a tzur, and Hashem has the same qualities as this. Bavor shehu po'el ve'ino mikabel hitpalut. Nothing impacts God. It's like, you know, nothing impacts or changes God. He's completely perfect and nothing. Avram had that quality. And if you think about it, just on just think about the story of what happened with Nimrod and Kivshan Aish and all that. The fact that here you have this one guy who has the whole entire, Avram HaIvri means that he was completely on his own. He was flying totally solo and he was able to withstand all that pressure, the social pressure that was against him. And what he's describing here, the Maral, is that that's the nature of what it means that Avram was the beginning, he's the foundation, and he's eno mitpa'el, nothing can, he's the first by definition, hatchala, he's the beginning of first, and nothing can impact him whatsoever. Very, very unbelievable idea. So aval rabbanan sfira luhu ki perish hakasuv, and so now the other shita in the Medrash, right, it said he was worried because he thought he might have used up all of his. Here he got thrown in the Kivshan Aish. He was saved. He got saved from the from Egypt and the famine. He thinks he's used up all of his schar. Now, so they said, "Ki Avram legodel hatzlachato asher haya rodef arba'a malachim." So here, Avram, this tremendous success in him defeating the four kings or running after them. The way of tzaddikim is that they're worried that they're going to use up this world. They're going to use up their world, sorry. They're use up their world in this world. Meaning like their world, meaning for the future, their eternal aspects, they're using up in this world. So therefore God says to him, Al tira. You did not receive your reward. Everything that happened to you in this world, who outside? So now he's explaining the famous thing that we say. Rather, it's going to be similar to the way we understand this Mishnah and Peah. These are the things that a person eats in this world, and the fruits of it in the next world. Right, you eat the fruits in this world, v'ha-keren kayem, but the principle stays for the next world because you did not receive your reward in this world. So now he explains, going into into the Mishnah or this teaching that we say every day about elu dvarim she'adam ochel paratim ba'olam hazeh. There are three things that a person actually, you would say in a way that they get reward for in this world, for things that they do in this world. Gemilas chasadim, kibudav, v'havash shalom, hashnim b'mishnah m'seches peah. Right? We do acts of kindness, honoring a parent, and bringing peace amongst people. These are things I learned in the Mishnah in Peah. V'gam hashnim b'braisa, and there's additional teachings that we have in a braisa in Gemara Shabbos, where it brings down other things, which we incorporate into our, when we say it in the morning, right? We say a bunch of things. Kibud avein, gemilas chasadim, havash shalom b'dem chavero, and then we say Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. They add on another. What else do we add in? Hachnas Azorachim, Bikur Cholim, Ian Tfila, Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, right? So there are like additional things on that list. I think it comes out to a total of 10 if you put all the different ones together. Either way, Avram showed all these three. Kulam Hayu Ba'Avram. Kibudav Ve'im, which is funny. We had a whole thing where it said that Avram was worried that he would look bad. The Torah gives a cover-up so that it wouldn't look like he didn't do Kibudav Ve'im. It says here, he was mechabed his father properly. Kemosha Amrana Lamala, Shelo Haya Rotsa, let's say, Da'ad Shakadosh Baruch Hu Patra. And he was into the Kibudav thing. And Hashem said, like, you have to go. You have to leave your father. Otherwise, he was, you know, very dedicated to Kibudav. And you have Gemilas Chasadim, Lohaya Nimsa Kemo Avram, Kemo Sheyadu. We don't have to even go there. We all know that Avram was like the quintessential. He was he is the symbol of Chesed, of Gemilas Chasadim. Bamar Chasad, Laman Yitzavet, Banavet, Beito, Laso, Staka. Right? We see that he's supposed to like give it over to his offspring, the idea of doing Staka, which is Chesed. V'hava Shalom Bin Shabein Adam Lachavero, Shaharei Haya Av Hamongayim. So this idea that he's an Av HaMongayim was this idea that he actually brought unity to the world. He's Ma'ached V'Osa Shalom Bein Kol HaNivram. He brought unity and peace to all creations. V'od Amruzal, Emek Shavahu Emek HaMelech. So what does it mean? This is a very interesting idea. A king, by definition, creates unity. Right, so the idea of the monarchy, let's say, we have one example today of monarchy in the world that we like people like to talk about is in the British, right? So the British monarchy, what one thing it does is it unifies the people. They're all unified. Somehow, a king has this aspect of unification. So after, the story goes that after this, he defeats the four kings, Avram, it says that they made him king. Emek shehushfu kol ha'olam v'him lichu et Avram l'melech. V'hamelech ma'amid ha'shalom. A king brings peace. Because by definition, if you have power, meaning proper governmental power, brings peace. It brings order to the world. When there's a breakdown of that power, then you have anarchy, right? So he brings peace by being the king. And kings in general, like the idea that people identify with the king, That's how that creates that, you know, we all unify under the flag, under the king. Now, the chain darshu achos lanu kitana ze Avram, right? So when it says in Shir HaShirim, I have a little sister at the end of Shir HaShirim, ze Avram she'icha et kol olam, right? So it means what is Bar Kapara says kazeh shehu ma'ache et hakera ad kan. So what does that mean? Is it in this one? I have a Medrash Rabbah here on the side. I don't know if you've ever seen the red ones. See this? So it happens to be. So it happens to be a great parish. Okay. So she'icha means he connected all the world together. Bar Kapara says, kazesh hu ma'acheh, he sows et hakera, where there's the rip. He sows where the rip is. He fixes the rip. So, harei ki Avram icha v'chiber et kol olam. Avram actually fixed and he brought together the world. K'mo she'ma'acheh hakera, where like you stitch together the split. V'chein Talmud Torah d'chsiv, Ekev asher shama Avram b'koli. And so like it says, by Talmud Torah that Hashem says about Avram that he listened to God's, and then says he did his mitzvos and he was shomer the Torah. It's Torah Sini. V'shnei alafim Torah hitchilu min Avram ki disa b'perek kama davar zara. Right. So it says that the world is split up into 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. The first 2,000 is Tohu. The next 2,000 is that of Torah. And the last 2,000 is of Mashiach. So Avram started the 2,000 years of Torah. 1948 is when he's born. When he turns 52, that's when we say the Torah, that the 2,000 years of Torah started. V'atam ha-davar, sh'amishna asa shlosha chalakim. So why did the Mishnah and Peah split these three things up? What's like the difference between kibud avim to the idea of gemilas chesed and the idea of havas shalom? So he says like this: the first one is kibud avim, v'hu hatova chesed l'misha hu mechuyav la. You do something there. What's the idea of kibud avim? It's because you owe them. You owe your parents. They brought you into this world. They whatever they did, so you owe that. So that's one type of thing. That's representative of doing something because you owe the person. The Gemilas Chesed, Shehu HaChesed VaTov Asher Hu Oseh LaAcherim VeInu Mechuyav B'Davar. Kmo Kol Gemilas Chesed. So Gemilas Chesed, on the other hand, is you don't owe that person a thing. You're out of your own, you know, goodwill. You're giving to that other person. So those are the two extremes. I owe them. I don't owe them a thing. And the third, v'achelik hashlishi hatov asher oseh labrios, v'hu eino chiyuv gamor v'gam eino patur mimenu. It's like he's in the middle. There's some kind of middle between you don't completely owe them, but it's not like you don't owe them at all. Mitzak ki sanoi hamachlokes klape yashamayim asher adam yeshlo leishtadel b'inin hashalom shelo yia machlokes b'olam. So, aval chiyuv gamor eino. So like, you want to see that things are working in the world and that there's peace in the world. So like you have an invested interest in this on one hand, but on the other hand, you know, so it's like kind of in the middle of these two. So kibud avim is, I'm completely indebted. Gemilas chesed, I don't know a thing. And this havas shalom, bein adam l'chaver, or havas shalom l'olam, there is a benefit that you're getting, but it's not like there's not 100% obligation either. Okay. So you have three things here. So there's the good that you do because you owe. The second, which is complete opposite, it's completely altruistic. And then the shlishi, some kind of hybrid between the first and the second. But the common denominator between all three is that this is good that you do for others. The Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. So now, when it says in Peah, right, it says these three things you eat, the Peahs in this world and the Karen Kayemis Lalam Haba, and then Talmud Torah is the thing that's Keneged all three. Ki Talmud Torah Mevi El Hakol. Ki Talmud Mevi L'Dei Ma'asa. Because learning brings us to action. And so therefore, it brings all three. Because learning brings you to do. Okay, fine. So it's like it has the aspect of all three. Okay, fine. V'od b'inyan acher, asa mehem shlosha chalakim. There's another way of understanding this mission in Peah. Hachelik ha'echad ha'chesed asher hu shayach l'ba'ali ha'mala. So, v'zehu ha'kavod asher shayach l'nechbadim v'ba'ali ma'ala mitzad asher heim chashuvim. So now, we were just focused on the person giving. Now, what about the person who's receiving? So he says the first one, chesed that you're doing for people that are lofty, right? You're giving honor to those who deserve honor because they're lofty people, like a father and a mother. Sheberach shalo heim hachashuvim yoter. Because vis-a-vis this guy, the most important people in the world are your parents. Lefi sheheim sibalo va'alalo, because they gave him life and they brought him into this world. V'yesh l'chabed otam. Okay, so now we're focused on who's the receiver. So the first one is because they're deserving and they're honorable and they're lofty. The second way, achelik hasheni achesed ma shehu shayach el hanashim hachaserim. There are those that you got to help out because they're lacking, right? So you have the destitute, v'tzrichim el hachesed sheyushlam mitziutam, and they need in order for them to be gum hold, they need your chesed. So here, on one hand, you have what's symbolic of those who are of a lofty state as the kibud avayim. On the flip side, you have those who have nothing; they're lacking completely, or they're lacking. They need the chesed in order to make themselves. Zeh gemilas chesed lasot lahem tov. Uhafech harishon. This is the opposite of the first one. The first one we said is harishon el bale malash vezehu el chaserim. So number two is for the ones who are lacking. The third one, v'chel kashlishi heim l'shar b'nei adam zeh zeh. V'heim ha'shavim. It's like, that's where you have equals. So you have either those who are loftier than you, those who are much lower than you, and you got the people who are equal to you. Ki mitzad ha'shivoy shebehem yevo ha'machlokes. Because you know when machlokes comes? When the more similar you are to someone is where the machlokes stems from. Ki ein kata nichnas b'rivim ha'gadol. You don't see a lowly guy getting into a fight with someone who's just in a different plane. There's no point of contention there. It's when things are similar, that's when you need to have shalom. So here it's more a focus on the receiver, right? The first one is more on you and what you owe. And the second one is more about how we relate to that which is to the external. And these three, this is like how you would divvy up these three types of chesed. And they're really 10 that as they're listed in the bright. They're like we have in our davening. Because they're really like the, if you want to break down gemilas chesedim, you would break it down into these. It's more than just one. It's multidimensional. And these, I think, they're broken out. That makes sense. The number 10, which again could be connected to the spheros, to the 10 mamaros of creation. Either way, but that 10 is at play here. Fine. The hachalakim nichlalu begimel avos shezachra hamishnah, and those pieces are really, you connect them to the three avos, like we see. The three avos, meaning the three avos in the Mishnah Peah, right? So that's your three of, to you owe, you don't owe, or something in between, or that guy is deserving of honor, that guy needs help because he's a zero, and then those who are similar, but that's the three, and then we're saying the extensions of those three avos are these additional ones that we have listed in the Brisa. V'ein kan makom zeh. Okay, so now. That's the end of that discussion. Fine, but klal hadavar. So here's the bottom line. Ki ha'osa hatov l'nimtzaim. So if you do good for those who are around, v'hu tov lahem, and it's good for them, so then ochel peres b'ol mazeh. Then he's gaining. He's just saying it's a statement of fact. If you do good for others in this world, you'll eat the fruit of that in this world, and on top of that, v'keren kayem es l'olam haba. If you do something that's good for this world, so then it's doubled. Tov l'shamayim, you're benefiting Hashem. Tov l'briyas, you're benefiting the people in the world. Look, so he's saying like this, the nature of chesed, and you'll see, he's going to contrast it in a second, you'll be like, oh, of course. But the nature of chesed is you're bringing goodness into the world, you're going to benefit. There's no benefit you're bringing into this world, per se. You're doing a straight out mitzvah, which you're going to get spiritual benefit in the next world. But in this world, the world's not benefiting because a guy's shaking the lulav. You're not benefiting. The world's not getting better because there's tzitzis on a guy's, right? That's a different cheshbon, as opposed to when a guy's doing chesed. You bring goodness into the world and you're benefiting the world. So he's saying, when it comes to those mitzvahs, mitzvahs, sukkah, and lulav, she'ein nir bahem hatov b'olam hazeh. V'mei shalo nir bahem hatov b'olam hazeh, ein lomar lehem ocha parasim b'olam hazeh, v'akaren kem haslam haba. You're not getting the peros in this world for that. It's just not how it works. Those are mitzvahs that you're going to get reward, but not in this world. Aval kibud aveim, mitzvah chasadim, havo shalom, mitam matara, Davek Bahem Atov Be'inyan Olam Hazeh. So it's interesting. He's now thrown in Talmud Torah also. That all these things, these four, the goodness is coming into this world. Mibnei HaTov HaZeh, and again, Talmud Torah, because you bring Lamaisa, right? It's all the Talmud Torah connected Kulam, because it's by definition. It's why is it connected Kulam? Because it's maybe Lidei Maisa, which again, you're doing things that are going to bring goodness into this world. And that's why this good, which you see, that you're going to eat the fruits in this world, Dugma la mitzvah atzma, shehi ratzon baro, similar to the mitzvah itself, which is the fulfillment of God's will. Because at the end of the day, why are we doing mitzvahs? Because we're trying to fulfill God's will. But at the same time, from this mitzvah, the goodness will come to the people of this world. And so too, this is similar to like the analogy. That's what it's like. That's why it says the peros, the fruits. She'osa mitzvah peros, because when you do these mitzvahs, they make fruits. V'chenisa behed yibesov parakama the kedushin. Fine. Now and v'lefichach Amar Avram. So now, after going off on this little tangent, we said therefore God says to Avram, shehu haya belvad yoreish hamida hazot, shehu gemilas chasad nevichol keha. So who's the guy? Who's the guy who has this mida? It's Avram. He's the gomel chesed and all of its extensions. So here's Avram. He's saying, I used up all my merits because I did all these things and I've gotten saved and one after the other. So maybe I've used up all of my reward. Hashem says to him, Al tira anochi magen lach. V'lashon magen hu lashon chinam. V'yatza chinam. Targumo magen. It's interesting. So yatza chinam, usually we think of it as free, right? But here it's like chinam is, I guess it's saying it's free. Ki zehu schar gomer lechasadim she'ochel haperos b'olam hazeh v'heim b'chinam. Kevan she'akaren kayam l'olam haba. Meaning what? You're not losing anything. You've sacrificed zero in terms of reward, because the schar of gomel chesed, of Gemilas Chasadim in this world, it's almost like it happens automatically. It's built in. There's no add-on. It's like part of, it's built into the nature of things. So therefore, in a sense, you're not giving up anything when you're getting that schar. It's part of what it's the nature of how things work. And therefore, Kevan Sha Karen Kayam Lolam Haba, Lachach Schar Habi Mo Lolam Haba, Beperish Hazan Nichba Mod, right? So he's saying, I think the idea here is he's saying is that you're not losing anything, because the nature of the system is such that when you do these types of actions, which you are a gomel chesed Avram, you're going to get all this stuff is an outgrowth of who you are and what you've been doing. So the fact that you've been saved, I guess, and these things and all, it's all tied to your gemilas chasadim, which is kind of interesting.
Getting the interest payment for that, and the principle is intact.
Correct. It's like it's completely. He's not. But now he doesn't say this. But I'm going to tie it together because it's a little bit out there. If you're saying that, what was he worried about? He's worried. I went into the Kivshan Eish. I was saved. I went down to Mitzrayim, and I went into the famine. I was saved, and now this thing, and I was saved. So he's worried, but now he's learning that Avram, by being a Gomel Chesed, the reason he's saved could be an extension of the Gemilas Chasadim that he's done. That's in a way that somehow the goodness that he brought into the world overflowed into saving him from those situations. Right? He doesn't say it. I'm connecting, because that goes back to the Medrash of what was he worried about. He was worried about having used up, or having lost the schar, or maybe not, or maybe those are two separate things. You're saying you're saved for those things because of other things. There are other factors that are going on. The schar, the schar that you get from Gemilas Chasadim is independent of that, which is you're going to see the pairs of that in your lifetime regardless, because that's the nature of those things. When you do good things for people and you create peace in the world and you benefit others, You're going to get the peiros in this world for that, regardless. So whatever you think you did, you didn't use up any of that. Like, okay, I'll learn it that way. It wasn't necessarily tied into what saved him. Those are other factors.
Well, maybe he was saved from the Kibshtana Ash just for his Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, the Lav Dafka there would say, but I'm going to say the schar that he had for all the chesed that he did, that's never touched, because by nature, it automatically happens. It's built into the system. Fine. Here we go. So we'll finish it up. V'tavin od ki ha'olam hu mechasto shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because remember, one of the things that's going on here is that he's showing that there's a parallel between who Avram was and the nature of Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate Baal Chesed. And you should know that this world is really based on God's Chesed. Ki dechsev amarti olam chesed ibana. As it says in Tehillim, Hashem said, I'll make this a world of chesed. I'll build a world of chesed. Or the world is based on chesed. Va'idei chasto yotzim lefoel hatoldos bolam. And the truth is, based on Hashem's chesed, is everything comes out and flourishes or comes into this world. Mizeh tavin. Ki adavik b'mida hazot yesh lo keren v'yesh lo peret. And a person who connects himself to the mida of chesed, he has the principle and he also has the peros. Ki mi'achar shehu gomel chesed, hu davik b'mida astuvo yisparach. The idea is that when you're a Baal Chesed, you're connecting to God in this way. Right? You're connecting. You're godly in that way. Because God is kulo chesed. And so too, when we act that way, we're connecting to God in that way. Like amahu racham afata, like when we imitate God's ways, we become connected to God in that way. Asher midas tuvo mashbia l'olam, Hashem's goodness is what gives the hashba, gives the blessing to this world. V'hashba to yisparach osa peros bivadai, and Hashem's hashba, right, is what feeds the and gives the fruits in this world. L'fichach mishu gomel chesed, and that's why too a person who's a gomel chesed ocha peros bal mazev akaren kemes l'olam haba, and therefore l'chach amar l'Avram anochi magen l'scharcha harbe mod. And that's why he says to Avraham, I am going to be I am your magain, but you should know, Scharcha Habimod. Why? Because you are a Baal Chesed. You're a Gomel Chesed. So it's amazing. From one pasuk, we have a whole parak of the deepest understandings of, it's amazing. I think it's like incredible. He's taking a medrash. He opens up the medrash for us, and he shows us that, like, from this, the way that the juxtaposition of the psukim, Achar Adrim Ela, or Vayhi, at the beginning of the story of Vayhi B'meam Rafael, and the Achar Adrim Ela, Avram Altira, Anachim Magin La Scharcha Harbi Mod, all this stuff comes from there. The idea of the different aspects of understanding that Mishnah and Peah, about the idea of Chesed, about who you are, how you relate to it, and also how, you know, what you're, the people that are impacted, all those things and that. But ultimately, what Avram is going to get the schar, and he's not affected by anything that goes on, is because the nature of a Baal Chesed and all these different aspects of Chesed, when you do these things, you're going to see the peros in this world, because that's the nature of it. You're bringing goodness into the world, you're going to benefit from that. And it doesn't impact the keren, kayem, and lolam abad, that the principle of the reward of everything you've done will stay intact. And that's two separate things. And so that Avram is saved. It's interesting. So the next going forward, which we'll get back to, it goes deeper into the Brisbane of Sarum. These are like so fundamental, these ideas that in terms of understanding ourselves as Jews, like understanding who Avram was helps us understand this is, like you said, it's the yesod of everything is built on Avram. So the more we understand about Avram, what he went through, enhances our ability to understand Torah and our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any questions? Comments?
The idea that he's like that foundation,
yes,
and he's the unchanging, unaffected first unity.
Yeah.
That's sort of what gets him the scar long term, and along the right, am I right? And then along the way, he's getting rewarded as he does his chesed.
So you're saying the long term reward, you want to say?
Yeah, along the way.
No, but I think it's not even that. I think that by definition, what he was really saying is, you were saying like this, that by definition, we have to understand, what does it mean that Avram's the first and he's the Yesod? That means that he's not impacted by externals. It's a wild idea. We are so affected by our external, like, you know.
Right. But was he rewarded for that? Is that?
Yeah, but not. But that's. I don't know if, like, I mean, it's not even going into the reward based on that. It's just like he's defining, like, you have to understand what it means that the guy is the beginning. And as by to be the beginning and to be the Yesod, this is what you are.
The Jewish people.
Yeah, but the idea of reward, it's not even, he's not focused on reward. He's just that there, he's just defining what it means to be Avram and what it means to be the beginning point of the whole world. Like what it means, like Avram is the beginning of reality. Everything before that was just falsehood. It was Sheker and Hevel, and it's completely empty. Avram brings the real meaning to the world. That's what he's saying. It's like the first person to come into this world and say, "You understand what this is? You look around. Like this is all connected. It's all one single source." And we all, when we understand that, we all want to connect to it in the deepest level. Like we all deep down know that this is the truth, and we want to connect to that force. We call it Hashem. But we all have this deep desire to be able to connect to that. And when we do, it's like amazing. But that's what Avram came. He's like, he discovered that it was all, that's what it's all about. This whole universe is all connected.
I hear you talk about Abraham with the Maarat HaMachpelah behind you.
Exactly, right? maybe once I'll actually go live. Right? Would that be wild?
Live shear from there, right?
Yeah. But I might have to be wearing a mask, you know? I wonder how the Wi-Fi is over there, you know? I don't think it's... I'll have to get some good bandwidth, you know? Yeah, definitely. That'd be great. You come and join me and, you know, hopefully everything...